This is the reading for July 16th. Proverbs chapter 5. My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen to my words of understanding. Be careful to use good sense and watch what you say. The words of another man's wife may seem sweet as honey. They may be as smooth as olive oil, but in the end, she will bring you sorrow, causing you pain like a two-edged sword. She is on the way to death. Her steps are headed straight to the grave. She gives little thought to life. She doesn't even know that her ways are wrong. Now, my sons, listen to me and don't ignore what I say. Stay away from such a woman. Don't even go near the door of her house, or you will give your riches to others, and the best years of your life will be given to someone cruel. Strangers will enjoy your wealth, and what you worked so hard for will go to someone else. You will groan at the end of your life when your health is gone. Then you will say, I hated being told what to do. I would not listen to correction. I would not listen to my teachers or pay attention to my instructors. I came close to being completely ruined in front of a whole group of people. Be faithful to your own wife, just as you drink water from your own well. Don't pour your water in the streets. Don't give your love to just any woman. These things are yours alone and shouldn't be shared with strangers. Be happy with the wife you married when you were young. She gives you joy as your fountain gives you water. She is as lovely and graceful as a deer. Let her love always make you happy. Let her love always hold you captive. My son, don't be held captive by a woman who takes part in adultery. Don't hug another man's wife. The Lord sees everything you do, and He watches where you go. An evil man will be caught in his wicked ways. The ropes of his sins will tie him up. He will die because he does not control himself, and he will be held captive by his foolishness. Second Chronicles chapter 21. Jehoshaphat died and was buried with his ancestors in Jerusalem, the city of David. Then his son Jehoram became king in his place. Jehoram's brothers was Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azariahu, Michael, and Shephatiah. They were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Jehoshaphat gave his sons many gifts of silver, gold, and valuable things, and he gave them strong walled cities in Judah. But Jehoshaphat gave the kingdom to Jehoram because he was the first son. When Jehoram took control of his father's kingdom, he killed all his brothers with a sword and also killed some of the leaders of Judah. He was 32 years old when he began to rule, and he ruled 8 years in Jerusalem. He followed in the ways of the kings of Israel, just as the family of Ahab had done, because he married Ahab's daughter. Jehoram did what the Lord said was wrong, but the Lord would not destroy David's family because of the agreement he had made with David. He had promised that one of David's descendants would always rule. In Jehoram's time, Edom broke away from Judah's rule and chose their own king. So Jehoram went to Edom with all his commanders and chariots. The Edomites surrounded him and his chariot commanders, but Jehoram got up and attacked the Edomites at night. From then until now, the country of Edom has fought against the rule of Judah. At the same time, the people of Libna also broke away from Jehoram because Jehoram left the Lord, the God of his ancestors. Jehoram also built places to worship gods on the hills in Judah. He led the people of Jerusalem to sin, and he led the people of Judah away from the Lord. Then Jehoram received this letter from Elijah the prophet. This is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, says, Jehoram, you have not lived as your father Jehoshaphat lived and as Asa king of Judah lived, but you have lived as the kings of Israel lived, leading the people of Judah and Jerusalem to sin against God, as Ahab and his family did. You have killed your brothers, and they were better than you. So now the Lord is about to punish your people, your children, wives, and everything you own. You will have a terrible disease in your intestines that will become worse every day. Finally, it will cause your intestines to come out. The Lord caused the Philistines and the Arabs who lived near the Cushites to be angry with Jehoram. So the Philistines and Arabs attacked Judah and carried away all the wealth of Jehoram's palace, as well as his sons and wives. Only Jehoram's youngest son, Ahaziah, was left. After these things happened, the Lord gave Jehoram a disease in his intestines that could not be cured. After he was sick for 2 years, Jehoram's intestines came out because of the disease, and he died in terrible pain. The people did not make a fire to honor Jehoram as they had done for his ancestors. Jehoram was 32 years old when he became king, and he ruled 8 years in Jerusalem. No one was sad when he died. He was buried in Jerusalem, but not in the graves for the kings. 2 Chronicles chapter 22. The people of Jerusalem chose Ahaziah, Jehoram's youngest son, to be king in his place. The robbers who had come with the Arabs to attack Jehoram's camp had killed all of Jehoram's older sons. So Ahaziah began to rule Judah. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he ruled 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, a granddaughter of Omri. Ahaziah followed the ways of Ahab's family because his mother encouraged him to do wrong. Ahaziah did what the Lord said was wrong, as Ahab's family had done. They gave advice to Ahaziah after his father died, and their bad advice led to his death. Following their advice, Ahaziah went with Joram, son of Ahab, to Ramoth in Gilead, where they fought against Hazael, king of Aram. The Arameans wounded Joram, so Joram returned to Jezreel to heal from the wounds he received at Ramoth when he fought Hazael, king of Aram. Ahaziah, son of Jehoram, and the king of Judah went down to visit Joram's son of Ahab at Jezreel because he had been wounded. God caused Ahaziah's death when he went to visit Joram. Ahaziah arrived and went out with Joram to meet Jehu, son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had appointed to destroy Ahab's family. While Jehu was punishing Ahab's family, he found the leaders of Judah and the sons of Ahaziah's relatives who served Ahaziah, and Jehu killed them all. Then Jehu looked for Ahaziah. Jehu's men caught him hiding in Samaria, so they brought him to Jehu. Then they killed and buried him. They said, "Ahaziah is a descendant of Jehoshaphat." And Jehoshaphat obeyed the Lord with all his heart. No one in Ahaziah's family had the power to take control of the kingdom of Judah. When Ahaziah's mother, Athaliah, saw that her son was dead, she killed all the royal family in Judah. But Jehosheba, King Jehoram's daughter, took Joash, Ahaziah's son. She stole him from among the other sons of the king who were going to be murdered, and put him and his nurse in a bedroom. So Jehosheba, who was King Jehoram's daughter and Ahaziah's sister and the wife of Jehoiada the priest, hid Joash so Athaliah could not kill him. He hid with them in the temple of God for 6 years. During that time, Athaliah ruled the land.
Chapter 3.
You stupid people of Galatia, who put you under an evil spell? Wasn't Christ Jesus' crucifixion clearly described to you? I want to learn only one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by your own efforts to live according to a set of standards, or by believing what you heard? Are you that stupid? Did you begin in a spiritual way only to end up doing things in a human way? Did you suffer so much for nothing? I doubt that it was for nothing. Does God supply you with His Spirit and work miracles among you through your own efforts or through believing what you heard? Abraham serves as an example. He believed God, and that faith was regarded by God to be His approval of Abraham. You must understand that people who have faith are Abraham's descendants. Scripture saw ahead of time that God would give His approval to non-Jewish people who have faith. So Scripture announced the good news to Abraham ahead of time when it said, "Through you, all the people of the world will be blessed." So people who believe are blessed together with Abraham, the man of faith. Certainly, there is a curse on all who rely on their own efforts to live according to a set of standards, because Scripture says, "Whoever doesn't obey everything that is written in Moses' teachings is cursed." No one receives God's approval by obeying the law's standards, since the person who has God's approval will live because of faith. Laws have nothing to do with faith, but whoever obeys laws will live because of the laws he obeys. Christ paid the price to free us from the curse that God's laws bring by becoming cursed instead of us. Scripture says, "Everyone who is hung on a tree is cursed." Christ paid the price. so that the blessing promised to Abraham would come to all the people of the world through Jesus Christ, and we would receive the promised Spirit through faith. Brothers and sisters, let me use an example from everyday life. No one can cancel a person's will or add conditions to it once that will is put into effect. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his descendant. Scripture doesn't say descendants, referring to many, but your descendant, referring to one. That descendant is Christ. This is what I mean. The laws given to Moses, 430 years after God had already put his promise to Abraham into effect, didn't cancel the promise to Abraham. If we have to gain the inheritance by following those laws, then it no longer comes to us because of the promise. However, God freely gave the inheritance to Abraham through a promise. What then is the purpose of the laws given to Moses? They were added to identify what wrongdoing is. Moses' laws did this until the descendant to whom the promise was given came. It was put into effect through angels using a mediator. A mediator is not used when there is only one person involved, and God has acted on his own. Does this mean, then, that the laws given to Moses contradict God's promises? That's unthinkable. If those laws could give us life, then certainly we would receive God's approval because we obeyed them. But Scripture states that the whole world is controlled by the power of sin. Therefore, a promise based on faith in Jesus Christ could be given to those who believe. We were kept under control by Moses' laws until this faith came. We were under their control until this faith, which was about to come, would be revealed. Before Christ came, Moses' laws served as our guardian. Christ came so that we could receive God's approval because of faith. But now that this faith has come, we're no longer under the control of a guardian. You are all God's children by believing in Christ Jesus. Clearly, all of you who were baptized in Christ's name have clothed yourselves with Christ. There are neither Jews nor Greeks, slaves nor free people, males nor females. You are all the same in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's descendants and heirs, as God promised.